And what about the same kind of thing out in the yard?
Well, it'd still be a spigot, wouldn't it?
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Well, sometimes a bag, sometimes a box.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Yes, you'd call it a sack, wouldn't you?
Okay. Would you ever call it a particular kind of sack?
Yes, sometimes it's a paper bag, and sometimes it's a burlap bag, and sometimes we say a paper sack.
Now, is a burlap bag the same thing as a croaker sack?
Yes, it is. You used to call them croakers a long time ago.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Oh, a mouth harp.
And what do you call a little one that's made out of metal and shaped like this and put it up? Get like
that? Oh, that's old timey juice harp. Juice harp. I used to have one. I wish I'd have kept it for curiosity.
Could you play it?
Yeah.
How do you play it?
Well, you kind of have to hum the tune as you move your mouth to let the sounds out.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one in Savannah, and yeah, and I tried to play it. I couldn't figure out how to play it.
That's right.
It always tickles your mouth if it touches it.
I couldn't remember how to do it either, but that's like the reed on a clarinet. Mm-hmm.
I guess it
gives you the vibration.
It's
the
got that little
air, yeah.
That little wire that comes to it and then comes off down where you flip the end of it, you see.
Right.
And so you hum and flip at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to give it another try.
What part of it do you hold in your mouth?
The whole thing, you know.
The whole thing.
It's like that. It's just a little narrow thing, you know. It's kind of bigger at one end. The other, what you hold in your mouth is just about that part.
Yeah. And you hold that between your lips and your teeth.
Yeah.
You've got to get one of them and try that again.
Well, there's one sitting at home.
It's been so long since I tried it, I wouldn't know. I'd have to learn over again.
What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down.
Oh, that's a seesaw.
And what would you call something that children play on that goes round and round?
That's a merry-go-round.
Did you used to play on one of those when you were a child? Well, how are those things made?
What you mean, the seesaw?
The merry-go-round.
Well, the merry-go-round, you'd have to have a big old iron pin, you know, and work its ways in a stump or something solid, you know, and put it down where the board wouldn't fall off of the stump, but it would be loose enough that it would go around and around.
Uh-huh. Did you grease it, or did it just take off on its own?
You had to start it, push your way around with your feet, but
uh-huh.
I don't know, I expect it would, you might, when you have to push your foot all around to keep it going.
Uh-huh.
What a no mechanical thing about it, you know.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about this big that somebody uses to sharpen a knife on?
Wet rock or grindstone. Now, of course, the bigger ones is the grindstone, what turned around and around, but the little ones is the wet rock.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still use?
Well, the old time ago, it was a rail fence.
And how was the rail fence built?
Well, there was two kinds. One kind of just built it like that, you know, just kept going back and to a zigzag way, you know, where the and put one on top of the other like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, at the corners, you'd call it stake and riders. You'd drive a big stake on each side and tie it together at the top where it wouldn't fall down. And then some people made them straight by just laying them that way, you know.
Well, now, would those have posts?
Yeah, they'd all have to have posts.